It's Old School 105.3, Olympia D. Okay, of course, the weekend is coming. I just told you last hour that CMPD had a DWI checkpoint and they charged about 23 people. Now, with that being said and done, we're about to go into the weekend. You know there's going to be more checkpoints, and I just want to make sure that everyone gets home safe this weekend. So I brought in attorney Ken Harris, who has 7 tips for you to follow if you're ever stopped by the police. How are you doing today, Ken?
I'm doing real good. Good to see you.
It's pretty good to see you, too. Now, talk to me. Will this work for anybody?
This will work for anybody relative to any police interaction.
Okay.
The first thing that you must do when you're stopped or have an interaction with an officer is comply with whatever that officer's instructions are.
Mm-hmm.
If you comply at the beginning, you can defuse any police interaction. So if he tells you to turn around, get on your knees, arms behind your back, whatever the officer asked you to do at the beginning, do it immediately in a deliberate fashion.
Mm-hmm.
That has the possibility of starting the interaction off in the right way.
Number 2, no aggressive behavior, no quick movements.
Exactly. Officers are trained to react to quick, precise movements.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to get that type of reaction when you have a police interaction.
Mm-hmm.
So no quick, sudden movements. Don't do anything that can startle an officer and start the interaction off in the wrong way. Number 3 is to be observant. Now,
mm-hmm.
This is very important. You need to be aware of the circumstances concerning how the police interaction started.
Mm-hmm.
And you also need to observe whether or not there are witnesses, other police officers around, even whether or not the police officer's car has a dash cam. All of those observations will be important when you have an interaction with your attorney or the court at a later point in time.
All right. And of course, number 4, don't argue your case, huh?
Oh, this is absolutely
critical. But
come
on now.
Human nature.
I didn't do nothing. Come on.
Human nature to want to argue. And I can guarantee you that an officer is not going to change his or her opinion about probable cause because you made an argument
mm-hmm.
on the side of the road. It's just not worth it. Don't argue with the police officer. It moves the interaction into an adversarial setting. The place to argue is later when you meet with your attorney or in a courtroom, not on the side of a road.
All right. This is attorney Ken Harris with 7 tips. If you are stopped by the police, it can be used by anyone. Now, those are tips 1 through 4. When we come back, we're going to have tips 5 through 7 right here on Old School 105.3.